Dit is SBS Dutch.
Touch Footy World Cup, it's AFL, or Aussie Rules Football. And what it is, it's we've always run events in Melbourne that have been full contact, the tackling version of the game, which is what you see on the at the MCG every week. And we've got the communities that love the tackling. So, you know, the New Zealanders and the Samoans and the Tongans and the South Africans, they love that, come from a rugby background. But we've got lots of other communities that have wanted to play our game, but not necessarily want to tackle. Particularly, you know, we've got people that are come over here to work and they might be working in hospitality, or doesn't matter what they're doing, they just don't want to have their arm broken playing footy. So the Touch Footy World Cup is giving people the chance to play for their country or for their community, but without the tackling. So it's a lot more, the emphasis is more on fun than on going full bore.
Mm-hmm. It's called the World Cup. How many teams are participating?
We have 8 teams. They're Haiti, Malawi, El Salvador, Mexico, the Netherlands, Philippines, Great Britain, and the last team is the United Nations. It's basically the leftovers, if you will.
Yeah. So for the Netherlands, I saw a call. You're still looking for players.
Yeah, surprisingly, we still need a few players. I thought we would have filled the team by now. Now, what I've said to my fellow Dutchies is that, you know, look, you're never going to really get the chance to play for the Netherlands in soccer, unless you're very, very good, of course. But where often you hear the chance to play for the Netherlands, pull on the orange footy jumper and come on down for a great day.
Mm-hmm. You just said my fellow Dutchies. This make me think you are Dutch, but you don't sound Dutch.
No, well, I was born in Amsterdam. Mother's Dutch, and my family goes back generations, hundreds of years in the Netherlands. But we left when I was very, very young, so my Dutch is not great. So my Dutch level is hoe gaat het met jou, and that's pretty much it. Dankjewel, etc. But unfortunately, Mum didn't teach us, me and my brother, Dutch. When we came to Australia, it was we were Aussies and we were going to speak English. So I've got a Dutch passport. I've got Dutch nationality, and I'm very proud of that. And when I go to the Netherlands, it's great to walk around the old hometown of Amsterdam and just immerse myself in the Dutch culture. I always go to and get some lekker tompoes, which is heel goed. But I can't do the haring because it's just terrible. I'm sorry.
No, I can't do that either.
but I'm also very proud Aussie, and Australian football is what I do. And it's a great vehicle for bringing people together, because it's a very unique sport to Australia, to Melbourne. And we've found over the years we've created lots of community teams. We've created probably 40 community teams now. And we've been able to do that because Melbourne is very multicultural.
Mm-hmm. People who think, oh, I like to do some sports. What are you looking for? Men, women? Do they need to be fit? How many games?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's a mixed tournament, men and women playing together. We've got a few couples that play together, which is great. And they really enjoy that. And you don't really need to be fit. Like, the emphasis is on fun. The focus is on fun and meeting people from different communities. It's a really good way to have a bit of exercise. But look, don't think that you have to be super fit and you need to know how to play. I took the Filipinos for training a few weeks ago, all new to the game, ran around, didn't know what they were doing, had a great time doing it, had lots of fun. And that's what this tournament's all about. It's not a serious tournament. I mean, you are playing for your country, but what I mean by not being serious is you are there to have fun and to mix with people. And that's what's great about it.
Mm-hmm. Minimum age or max age?
Minimum age is 15, and maximum age, well, as long as you can move your legs.
Yeah.
You don't have to be super fast. You know, you could have one foot in the grave. But come on down, age is no barrier. Don't have to be super fit. We're playing on a smaller field, so it's 7-a-side, and it's like a soccer-sized field. Mm. So anybody can play this version of the game, and we've designed it, you know, to be a fun version of the game.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about AFL. I have no clue. Mm-hmm. People like me are welcome to.
Absolutely. We want to introduce people to the game. You can come down. On Sunday, we're going to start at 10 o'clock. So come down before and have a bit of a kick, do a few warm-ups, and we'll throw you on with your orange jumper. Happy days.
Mm-hmm. So start at 10. What time will it finish?
Or it'll be finished.
Does that depend if you play the finals?
Depends if you play in the finals, but the whole tournament will be finished by 3 o'clock. So it's down at Faulkner Park in South Yarra. So that's just on Commercial Road opposite the Alfred. So it'll be there from 10 to 3 this Sunday. So it'll be some nice Dutch weather as well. It won't be too hot. So you don't want to play in this real heat either because you fall over. But be nice, cooler weather. Perfect conditions for the our first Touch Footy World Cup.
Mm-hmm. There's one question, but you know, I feel very, very Dutch. But is it free?
Yes, it is. So come on down. You won't have to pay. You'll have a great day. You get to play for the Netherlands. You can tell your grandkids about it one day that you actually played. You might not have any idea what you were doing, but you certainly have a lot of fun doing so. So, look, it's open to all. We really need a few more Dutchies to play, and you'll be made to feel very, very welcome.
With a sausage sizzle.
Oh, of course, you know, how lekker.
It's the best mix, right? Playing in orange and then have a sausage sizzle afterwards.
Well, you're combining the best of both worlds.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.